Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Wait, what does this button cough mean?
If you have to cough, you can press it and it won't. The mic won't really pick it up.
Let's test this out. Hi. Oh, that was sick, yo.
That's dope.
That's like Ace Ventura when he's like closing the soundproof door. He's just like, ah, ah, ah.
Hey, friends, I'm Jessica Williams.
And I'm Phoebe Robinson.
And you're listening to Two Dope Queens from WNYC Studios.
Pump up the volume.
Living la vida loca.
Ooh, Ricky Martin.
Dumps like a truck.
Oh,
truck. Thighs like what?
That See song what I did is there? So classic.
It's great.
Yeah.
Sing it again.
I love that song because Cisco literally is just like, I don't think you heard me. And it's like, we heard you, dude. His runs are out of control.
He does so many runs.
It's too much. Like, runs are very normal in R&B stuff and, like, right. Christina Aguilera stuff. But the runs in the song are something that has never been done before and will never happen ever.
Yeah. And it's also, like, unnecessary given the content
it's
of the song.
So, like, we know.
It's thongs. Like, you like it.
He goes, baby, that thong. It's like, we know.
I'm like, you're gonna have a hernia, bro. Like, yeah. Fucking chill out.
Yeah.
Yo, we got it all in this episode. We have Joe Zimmerman, the Thunder from Down Under. Just kidding, he's from Virginia, but that's below New York, so technically he is under.
We got Ophira Eisenberg, who is definitely not related to Jesse Eisenberg. Get ready, everyone, because this episode is going to get political. We're gonna make the case for reparations.
And I do some dating at the live show, but I went home alone.
That's okay, Phoebe. I'll keep you warm.
Thanks, boo.
Okay. Should we count down together?
Hell yeah.
Five, four, three, two, one. Blast off, bitch. Yeah, this is great.
Yeah. Welcome to Two Dope Queens live from Union Hall.
Brought to you by WNYC Studios.
Yeah!
Get cozy.
Yeah. You guys are your beautiful crowd.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
I see lots of shades.
So many shades of
lots
brown.
Lots of colors.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Yeah, I mean, damn.
Yeah, you guys don't...
Everybody's like, duh, we're in Brooklyn. Nothing surprises us anymore.
Yeah, right.
This is how we look.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been getting my life together.
That's good.
I got a home organizer to come to my place last week.
Ooh,
yeah, it was dope.
You fancy.
I'm fancy. And so I just have all this shit.
Are you a hoarder? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. I'm like a hoarder light. I think that's like... I don't want to disrespect the hoarder community
right.
If you're in here.
You don't want to trigger anyone either.
Yeah,
so we're about
yeah.
to get into some stuff here.
Trigger words. Hashtag trigger words.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just like to like buy stuff and keep them because I feel like I'm going to need them later. But it's nothing like over the top. Whatever. I just need to get my shit together.
Yeah.
And so I found these ladies online. And then get this. These two older white ladies showed up to my apartment. And they redid my whole apartment.
Yo,
it looks amazing.
That's reparations right
yeah.
there, man.
I was like, this is
Fuck
what
it.
We did it for.
Yes.
This is what we did it for.
Yes.
Thank you, Rosa.
Thank you,
It was
Eric.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah, like, thanks, Sojourner. It was crazy because they, like, she was like, do you want this teacup here? And I was like, yes, older white lady, I do. She was like, and she went back and did it.
That's
and then this
so
other
dope.
Older white lady was like folding my clothes, like my intimate underwear. She was folding everything.
Oh, you let her touch your undies?
I did. It was
that's,
a big debate.
That's totes intimate.
I know.
Okay,
it was
sure.
a big debate. But some of the underwear was just like behind the bed. It was like it
right,
was everywhere.
Right. Yeah, I get that. Yeah,
from
yeah.
sex. And
obviously, but sure.
I just wanted to clarify that yeah. I'm having sex. But she at one point was just like folding it and we had been working for a couple hours and I hit a wall because it's really hard to emotionally clear like items that you buy because you have a lot of memories with them.
Right.
So she was like folding it, and I was like, oh, I'm tired. And she was like, well, why don't you go sit down and like order some food for yourself and I'll just take care of this. And I was like,
yeah.
Wait, really? She was like, yeah, just go ahead. And I was like, damn, this is definitely my reparations.
Yeah, that's really.
That was my mule.
That's awesome. Fuck the 40 acres. That's too much work. Just get the mule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just really amazing.
That's
and then
so
I put on like a really cute playlist for them. I did just this like classic rock sort of Woodstock playlist.
Oh, cute.
So every time a new song came on, they were like, oh my God.
Were you just playing like Fleetwood Mac like
yeah,
on repeat?
Yeah, it was like a lot of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh my gosh, yes.
Little like,
Tom Petty.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like what we do with like, that's like what I do when Whitney Houston comes on. They do with like.
Right, right.
American Girl. They were like, I love them.
That's
yeah,
so
they're gonna come back on Friday. I got like stations and shit. I got a tea drawer now.
A what?
A tea drawer, like a drawer just dedicated to my teas, so I can come home.
You sound like
and
Oprah
be herbal.
Right now.
I know.
It's so like over the top. You're so over the top right now. You have a tea drawer. She's talking about she loves
that's
bread.
That's my huge.
It's like, what the fuck is going on?
No, Oprah, I knew from the moment I saw her. Like the first time I saw her, my mom, I was like, that's going to be me with my little stemming partner.
Right.
That's going to be me.
Yeah, not yet. I've been organizing my apartment a good amount, which I'm excited about. I got a turntable finally.
Awesome.
And you can guess what my first record that I bought.
YouTube.
It was
you
a YouTube record.
Sick,
I know.
You really
I love
make
it.
Me sick.
But I also got Kendrick Lamar, so I balanced it.
Yeah, you need to take it back. Take it back to zero.
Right, because I was in public and I'm like, I don't want the person to judge me for only buying a U2 album.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of, we
didn't Kendrick Black Lives Matter on top of that.
But we know what's underneath.
Yeah.
That's like your life.
Right?
That's what your life
I'm
is.
I'm Kendrick on the outside. I'm fucking Bono on the inside, dude. I'm just like, let's cure AIDS, like all the time.
That's not a bad spot to
be in.
That's
a great spot. He's a great person. He is.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, he's saving lives.
Would you make out with him?
Sure.
Yeah. Is it a sure or a fuck yeah?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We have a great show for you guys tonight. Do you want to bring up our next performer?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. You've seen him on Conan. You've seen him on Comedy Central. Please get up for Joe Zimmerman!
Too much. Wow. Clap if you've seen me before or if you've never seen me. Either way is fine. Honestly, I love it. Thank you. Half of you. I'm humbled. So humbled. Sounds like the future. According to Twitter, the number one resolution in the U.S. is happiness. And it's really sweet to find out that people don't know what goals are. Happiness. Are you accomplishing it? Yeah. Feel good. I read a book last year called Happiness. I like that you laughed that I said I read a book last year. It was called Happiness, and it was by this Buddhist monk. And it was all about wanting less and needing less and having less. And around chapter 4, I was like, happiness is sad. I don't want those things. I want more. That was such a boring book. I put it down. They should have called it How to Be a Buddhist Monk, right? But I think they knew nobody would buy it. Happiness, international bestseller. That's all you need is a catchy title for a bestseller. All of them. The 4-hour work week. Oh, I could work that amount. Yeah. Awaken the giant within. Yeah, he's been sleeping. The secret, what is it? I would love to know that. So I've written my own best-selling self-help book. I'm workshopping it. It's called Washboard Abs on a Pizza Diet. And so I think it's going to catch. And since you're here, I'll give you a little sneak preview into how it works. Basically, for breakfast, you can have pizza, okay? Now, from 8 o'clock to noon, you're going to need to do ab exercises, all right? And you're going to have to be pretty intense about it. So, lunch, though, you can have pizza. Huh? Sounds pretty good. 1 to 5 p.m. ab exercises. Okay, it's not going to be easy. But you know you can have pizza for dinner, right? Like, it's so fun. Cardio till bedtime. And, yeah. That's page one, but I'm doing a full book. The rest of the book is going to be ab exercise diagrams and pizza recipes. So, looking at a bestseller automatic. I do feel happy. I've stopped checking my phone. I turn it off throughout the day. I didn't realize how attached I was to it until it slipped from my hand toward a sewer grate. And I made a sound I'm not proud of. It was a lot like this. That's everything. And I watched it in slow motion rattle around in the sewer grate and rim out. I picked it up, no cracks, and I held it to my breast. I was trembling. I looked up and said, "Thank you. I don't know if I've ever felt more joy." And it made me realize working at the phone store must be the hardest job in the world. Is there anybody more panicked than the broken phone customer who comes in there every 15 seconds? "Welcome to this place you already hate. How may I help you?" "Well, everything I know is gone. I don't even know how I got here. No maps. I just started walking. And then I kept walking. It's been hours, maybe days. There was no way to tell time. Do you have a snack? I'm starving." No Yelp. There was no Yelp. Tried everything. I put it in rice. That didn't work. It's not even wet. Yeah, the rice was no good. And they must be trained to deal with panicked people, because when I went in, she gave me comforting words. She goes, "Oh, it's power cycling," which sounds positive. Power sounds strong. Cycling sounds active. "I know now power cycling means broken." And I went and waited in peace for technical support to call me over. He calls me over. He's like, "Hey, man, how's it going?" He's well-dressed. Looks like he works out, which is a bad sign for technical support, you know? You ever go to a real computer store? You start telling them your story. They're like, "Give it over." You're like, "All right, antisocial. I trust him." But this Verizon guy's charming. He's winking at ladies. I'm like, "This phone's gone." It was gone, man. I had to get a new phone. What I really can't figure out is how people functioned before the landline. I met my friend's great grandma at a nursing home. She was telling me the romantic story of how she met her husband. She was like, "Oh, he asked me to dance. And I said no. And he was persistent and we got married." Wait, what? How was he persistent? He couldn't text you. I don't understand. She was like, "Oh, he just kept showing up to my house." Was that legal? Can you imagine saying no to somebody at a dance? The next day they're at your window. "I found you. Do you remember me? I asked you if you'd dance and you said no." "Well, I like you a lot." "Still no? Okay, I'll be back." I guess at that point she's like, "Well, I gotta marry this guy or move." I don't think chivalry's dead. I just think all those guys are in jail. I'm mad at Google. I had an important question to ask, and I remember typing in what is my, but before I could finish, the thing it suggested was spirit animal. And I was like, yeah, what is it? Because you see other people and you know, right? You're like, toucan. So now I'm genuinely taking this online spirit animal quiz, hoping I'm a chocolate lab. You know what I mean? They're adorable. I don't know if I've ever felt more disappointed than to find out I'm a crow. Thought these were supposed to be fun. Congrats, you're the scavenger bird. You're defensive. I'm like, you're defensive. The crow likes laughing and eating. Well, who the hell doesn't like those two things? Now I'm aggravated like a crow would be. I went back to Google, looked up second opinion online spirit animal quiz. And now I'm lying just a little bit, trying to get chocolate lab. I'm like, love snuggling and being rescued. Come on. Quiz number two told me I'm a cricket. That is an insect. I do not want a spirit bug. I don't. Now crow's starting to sound pretty good. Now I'm researching more about crows to learn a little bit more about my people. Turns out, pretty cool bird. I did a 180 on crows. I love them. They hold grudges. They're great. They do. They're smart. Scientists did a study finding out how smart they are. They can recognize individual human faces and remember you forever. And I'll sum up the study. Basically, a scientist was a dick to a crow and then let it go and waited to see if it remembered him. And not only did it remember him, but it was like, I hate you. And then it shocked him when it told other crows about him. It could point him out in a crowd. It was like, that dude's cool. That dude's cool. That's the dude. And then those crows spread the word to even more crows. They were like, that's the man who bullied Jonathan. I love them. They're great. Groups of crows are... That doesn't sound that crazy because we recognize each other's faces too. That would be the equivalent of recognizing an individual crow's face. Like, there he is. That's the one who stole my windowsill pie. And then I realized I still couldn't remember what my original question was, which is very frustrating. I have no idea what I was going to ask. And I don't think Google's suggestions are helping anybody, because it's not like I'm going to forget what I was going to type. It's distracting. How to lose weight? Is that what you wanted to know? No, hold on. I was going to ask how to make money fast. That's what other people are asking. No. Wait, how fast? So now I'm donating my plasma. Hey, you guys, my name is Joe Zimmerman. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Joe Zimmerman, everybody. Isn't he delightful?
Yeah, he's a delight. So he's a damn cute. Delight.
All right, we're going to take a brief intermission. Don't go anywhere.
This message comes from Two Dope Queens sponsor, BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/dopequeens today to get 10% off your first month.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Carnegie Hall has welcomed a dizzying array of performers.
To have Andy Kaufman, Frank Zappa, and Birgit Nielsen and Horowitz on the same stage, it becomes this kaleidoscope of our history.
I'm Jessica Vosk. Join me for the new podcast, If This Hall Could Talk. It's all about our unique cultural history, as witnessed by one of New York's most beloved institutions, Carnegie Hall. Listen now, wherever you get podcasts.
You guys are such a beautiful crowd. Are you guys having fun?
What's new with you?
Single Phoebes.
There's nothing. I've been working like 7 days a week, but I am going out this weekend to troll for peen.
Great.
I'm really excited.
Great.
I'm so excited.
What are you going to do to get ready? Like, are you going to, or are you just going to just...
Well, because it's been a little bit of a drought. It's been a couple of months, and I've just been doing like a lot of like DJ Skrillex to myself. And I was in a relationship for 4 years, so I'm not really sure. I feel like everything is different now.
No.
Like dating.
Nothing different.
Oh.
It never changes. I don't think it ever changes.
Okay.
But fuck, I don't know. I'm in a relationship. I don't know. But I think you're going to be fine out there.
I think we're going to go, like, I don't know where to go. Like, maybe Brooklyn?
Maybe here. Like, maybe after this, you want to put in some work in this crowd and get started.
Yeah, are there any single guys
Obviously,
here?
Obviously, there's some fans of Phoebe here right now.
Wait, there's one guy.
Is this date night for everybody?
Yeah, everyone, wait.
Let's get the temperature of one single dude. Like, let's see what the temperature is before we get put you
in. Oh, okay.
Okay,
I'm
so you're single?
You're single.
Great. Extremely single.
Okay. First of all, dial it back. Dial back.
Well, no, you can't do this on Saturday, so you need to get your shit together. I'm going to moderate this,
first of all. Okay, sorry.
We're going to use him as a temperature. He's going to be our little thermometer right now. What's your name, Duncan? What's your name? Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Joe.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Thank you for coming to our show, Joe.
My pleasure.
How long have you been single for?
On and off for a better part of a year.
Cool.
That sounds a little sketch.
Yeah, I know. Let's save the joke. We got to just keep it.
Okay, sorry.
You got
to love all that.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
You like comedy? Oh, so what he did a little flattery. That's called flattery. And
well,
that was kind of, it was like a cute joke, too.
That was
kinda,
cute. Okay, what do you do for a living, Joe?
I work in government.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Okay,
cool. I mean, I don't even know where to start. So there's...
Right. Yeah.
That's cool. You have a headboard?
You have a headboard. Goddamn!
All right.
No.
So that's Phoebe's sort of judge. It's like... Phoebe, right. You like a dude with a headboard.
You gotta have a headboard. No more fucking box fans. I'm fucking done with that shit.
But do you
put an AC in your window like a goddamn human? You know,
is your aesthetic like no headboard? Like, is it a choice?
Like, is it modern? Like,
I would say it's more of a Manhattan shoebox design. Where if I had a headboard, I wouldn't be able to walk past my bed.
So you're in a studio. Okay,
he's
cool.
Honest, but he's
that's
honest.
Great. I like that.
Yeah,
studios
yeah.
are totes cute.
Yeah. Oh. All right, cool. All right, so that was Joe.
How old are you, Joe?
How old do you think I am?
I can't see your face. I don't have time for this.
28.
25? Just nailed it. You're 28, okay.
Tell me I can't see a white dude and tell you everything about him. Tell me I can't. Tell me I can't.
That was really good. That was good.
Shit,
was good.
I just got chills.
That's good. You should be like some white guy whisperer. You can do
I'm the
that.
Fucking Long Island medium.
Yeah, you are. You can tell which white guys this is 311. It's great. Okay,
I'm sensing no headboard. Headboard. Yeah. Oh. Game of Thrones fan. Got
are there
it.
any other single guys here? I just
get another temperature.
Okay, there's another white guy. Okay.
There's always another white
all
guy.
All the white guys.
Do we have any men, like any men of color here?
Oh, I can't see you because it's dark. I'm sorry.
No, it is dark.
Yo, it is dark. Fuck
she
you
means
guys.
Bright, not, we know how to talk to black
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
Fuck.
You fucking...
This is a fucking baby's day out right now.
Yeah, you fucking Bernie bros, condom tits,
and
right?
screw you for trying to make it weird for us.
Exactly.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
We can talk to our people.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, you handsome man. Ooh, shit. Ooh. Ooh.
Woo! Woo! That was like a...
I didn't know they made dudes like you that came to our show.
That's like a... That was like a deep hello and a shot of Ron's TV show. Holy shit. Okay. Yeah. What's your name?
What's your name?
Alex?
Alex?
Where are you from? Queens. Okay. What? Okay.
Queens are exotic. Let me do this. Yeah, I don't know if I can. I can't get a read so far. cool. So thank you for coming to our show. You like comedy? You into comedy stuff? Oh, shit. There's power here.
He is packing the heat.
Yeah, that's power. I'm like gonna lose it.
What do you do for a living, Alex?
Finance. Ooh, finance. What?
Okay.
What? Okay. We got people with jobs in the building.
But
I love
exactly,
that.
What exactly in finance? Because that's very vague.
Shit.
But what is your job title? Your job title is not finance, you know? That's a major in college.
Finance manager.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. Okay, so take it easy. He's like the bad boy that just stays back. You know what I mean? You got a pro.
Right.
You got to just know how to get in there.
Right.
You got to chisel a little bit.
Right, okay.
That's okay. I see a strength. I see a strength.
Okay, wait. How old are you?
What?
Okay. It's okay.
Okay. All
okay.
right.
We need some, you.
This is not okay at this point.
We need you.
Because if we out at a bar and I'm trying
that's
to ask
creepy
you,
as fuck,
you need the fucking
you know?
Riddler? Are you the Riddler?
Like
Jim Carrey's the Riddler?
Right. Like, I don't want to get murdered, so I need you to answer some of these questions.
Putting in a damn fucking apartment application with this dude.
I know.
You know how old you are.
Yeah.
You have no need to be secretive, sir.
I know.
Okay, great.
Okay, that's a good age. That's
a great way to answer a question is by doing it.
That's...
Shit, okay. Man, a mister. He'd be at the bar in like a cape like this. Fucking Batman back there.
Okay, all right. That's so we have batch number one, batch number two, and then...
Yeah, I just want one more.
One
more for the road. Don't screw this up.
Don't
screw this up.
You got a tough act to follow, sir.
Yeah, you got Mysterio back there. Yeah. We never heard from him again.
I know, right?
We look back, he's just not there anymore. I know. What's your name?
Yeah.
What do you want it to be? Oh! Thank you guys so much for the show. That's our show. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. That's our show. Just kidding. The show's not over, but...
I'm kidding.
It's Travis.
Okay, so he's a funny guy.
Yeah, he likes to.
All right, Travis.
Okay.
I have no will anymore. Do you?
Yeah. Clap it up for Joe, second. Alex, and Travis.
Thank you. That we do really mean that. We don't hate you.
You guys are great sports.
Yeah. Speaking of, my boyfriend, I'm in a long-term relationship. He just surprised me. We went to Carnegie Hall last week.
Cute.
And I was like, oh shit. And we went to this Tibet House benefit, Iggy Pop performed, and so did FK Twigs. So when Iggy Pop came on, he did poetry in the beginning, and he was just talking. But people throughout Carnegie Hall started screaming. People were like, "Fuck yeah, Iggy!" And it was my first time at Carnegie Hall.
That's weird.
Yeah, and I had already assimilated into Carnegie Hall culture, where I was like, "We don't do that here."
Right. Yeah.
This is Carnegie Hall.
Right.
And so then this young white lady started to get up and dance in the aisles she was a fan. And I was this is Carnegie
Hall.
Yeah,
this isn't Coachella.
So the body, this isn't you're not barefoot.
Yeah.
And so the bodyguard had to security had to come up and bodyguard came to grab her. She was like, ugh. And then she just moved away and kept dancing.
That's
and it was
dope.
Okay. And I was damn, that's fucking...
That's
some white priv, dude.
Yeah, that's white priv. Yeah.
I was take that girl down and stun gun her. She kept dancing, and then other white people got courage. So then they all started to stand up, and then it was just a sea of white people at the front.
I would have left at that point. I'd have been I'm out. I don't trust this.
This is how other people live. Coming up, NPR's Ophira Eisenberg gets her revenge on an ex-boyfriend. Y'all don't want to miss this.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed.
From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Every memory you think you have of the past.
The house you grew up in. Your first kiss.
It's not simply an idea. It's a physical trace left in your brain.
I own those memories. They define me.
But what happens when those memories are stolen from you?
In the blink of an eyelid.
Can you imagine what to have one night 20 years long? That's what it's been like. Just like death.
Memory and Forgetting on Radiolab. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Thing. All right, let's bring up our next comic.
She is very, very funny. You know her from NPR. She hosts Ask Me Another. Please get up for Ophira Eisenberg.
Hi, everybody. I'm really excited to be here because I'm out of my mind because I have a new baby at home. He's 4 months yesterday, and it is very weird being here knowing that he's at home alone. I'm kidding, the dog's there. But yeah, and I'm this is my first child. I'm really old to be doing this for my first time, even in this town. You know, this town tolerates old women doing pregnancy things. They're very tolerant of it. But even I was both high risk and an inspiration. people actually just ask me intimate questions. They know I'm very open. People ask, how long were you trying? That's actually a very intimate question. How long were you trying? But you feel like you have to answer honestly, kind of. I don't know why. You feel backed into a corner. I'm like 5-6 minutes. Game of Thrones was on pause. I remember that. And then when I was pregnant, someone just pointed at my stomach and went, in vitro, I guess because I was older. I was like, no, in dico. It's the precursor. Why did I wait this long? Was I waiting for the perfect boyfriend? The perfect husband? The right place? No, I was waiting because I don't like kids. That's why I was waiting. But they say you'll love your own. Fingers crossed. Who fucking knows, everybody? He's still too young. Hope he's not an asshole. He'll be cool, right? It's a boy, for now. 2016. You don't know what you're dealing with. You got to keep an open mind. His name is Lucas. Why? Because I married a nerd, and he loves Star Wars. So he wanted to name him Lucas after George Lucas. Honest to God, I married a nerd. He is a super nerd, but very good looking, and that is a great combination, right? Yeah. Low self-esteem, but attractive. Get him, you know? And then we can do, because we're so sleep deprived, is just post photos of the baby on Facebook. And I'll tell you why you do that, because the more likes you get, the better parent you are. That's how it works. That's how it translates. It's interesting getting, because Facebook is all nostalgia, right? Like, it's just people from your fucking past infiltrating your life now. And so I get all the people that I meant to lose track with commenting on my, and there's a lot of ex-boyfriends. And it's interesting. It's the one guy that was the guy that I thought maybe I would end up with. Matter of fact, when we broke up, I was not particularly cool about it, and I actually went to a Haitian witch doctor and put a spell on him. Yeah, that doesn't sound crazy, right? That's a sane thing to do.
I remember when it happened because I was getting advice from my friends. They were like, "Try just go to like just fuck around. You need to get you need to go out and just sleep with anyone." Someone else was like, "You know what? You just need to like hole up for a while and figure out who you are." And then my one friend was like, "Just go to the Haitian witch doctor and put a spell on him." And I was like, "Yes, yes, that is advice." And I remember I went to this woman. I lived in Montreal. I was expecting her to be very exotic. I don't know. What do you picture? I walked into this woman's house. She looked like she worked at the Gap. And I was so desperate to believe it. I was like, yeah, maybe that's because she's really authentic. And we sat down. Maybe a bunch of you have been to see Haitian witch doctors to cast spells. I don't know. You know how it goes. It's like you sit down and you tell someone your problems. It's kind of like therapy. The only difference is at the end they cast a spell. So it's kind of like how you wish therapy would actually go. And she was like, "What do you want to do?" And I was like, I want this guy back. And she was like, "Okay, no, wait. There's a choice of two spells, $40. $40 is a choice of two spells." She was like, "One spell is the come back to me spell, and the other spell is the move on with your life spell." And I was like, "Great, got it, come back to me spell." She was like, "The move on with your life spell is a very good spell." I was like, no, come back to me spell. She's like, "The move on with your life spell is on sale." I was like, no. Come back to me spell. And so she gave me this candle that I was supposed to section off in 7 sections per candle, burn 1 section every night at sundown while staring at his photo and reciting this Haitian text that she had written out phonetically for me, kind of like a Passover Haggadah. And so that was it. Burn the candle, stare at his picture, recite the text for 2 weeks straight at dawn, which, to be honest, wasn't that different from what I was already doing with my life. And I did it like an idiot because I wanted that guy back. I wanted the guy that posted on my the photo of my child, "Good for you." I wanted that guy back. And guess what? After 2 weeks, like an idiot, I actually thought it worked. I sprang out of bed. I was like, "Brand new day. I'm going to get my boyfriend back." And I waited till the end of the day to call him because, you know, I wanted to be cool. And then I called him. And actually, this was a while ago. This is before call display, when people just had phones. And he picked up. That is the only reason he picked up. That is the only reason we called, because now we would have just texted. But he picked up. And I was like, hey, David, how are you doing? And he was like, "Fuck." That's what he said. "Fuck. That's not a good start to your Haitian witch doctor spell making everything go well." And so we sort of like did this weird chatting. And then all of a sudden I heard his voice turn. He went, "Ophira." And I was like, "Yes, the spell just hit." And I was like, "Yes, David." And he goes, "I have to ask you something." And I was like, "Yes, David." And he was like, "I need to ask you to stop calling me." And I was like, "Fuck." And in one last desperate attempt before we hung up, I said to him, "Okay, promise me this. If by the time you are 30 and I am 30, and if we are both not married, promise me that you will give us another shot." You know what I'm talking about? Hands all over your face. You know what I'm talking about? And he said, "Whatever." And hung up the phone. And that was that. What are you going to do, right? It's over. You cannot, there's no more calls to be made. There's no more transactions. There's no more communication. I had no choice. I just, you know, whatever. Went on with life because what am I going to do? I played my last card. Well, I grew up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I go home for Christmas and Hanukkah and often. My birthday is January 2nd. So people often call me that I don't even know very well on my birthday because it's the only one they can fucking remember. Well, I'm at home, and now there is call display, and I have a fucking cell phone, and I'm looking at it, and you know what? There's some numbers that you never forget. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, "Oh my God, it's David," which wasn't that weird because we were friends on Facebook. And I pick it up, and he's like, "Hey, Ophira." You know, he was like, "The big 3-0, how's it going?" And I was like, "Yeah, woohoo, it's great." I'm like, "What's going on with you?" He's like, "I was engaged." I was like, "You were engaged?" And he's like, "Yeah, but it didn't work out." I was like, "Wow." He was like, "Yeah, it turns out she was really into coke." I was like, "Wow. Interesting story." He's like, "So, you know, I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember this thing you said to me like a long time ago about, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, hey, it was a long time ago, you know, when we broke up and you were starting. And I was like, nah, I don't remember. He's like, well, what you actually said. I was like, fuck, I remember. Okay, just shut up. I'm really sorry. I feel terrible about that. It's very embarrassing. And he was like, well, I just want to know because clearly, you know, I don't have anything going on right now and I've been thinking about you. So what do you say? You want to give it another shot? And I was like, no, no. What are you fucking kidding me, you idiot? I'm plan B after you broke up with a coke addict? Wow. Wow, what a prize. But you know what I felt? I felt the sweetest thing of all time. Ultimate revenge. It felt amazing that he was finally not going to have what he wanted. It felt incredible. And that witch doctor was beautiful, worth every single dollar. So now I'm with this other guy. He's very cool, the comic book nerd. We've been spending a lot of time together for the first time in our marriage. It turns out, actually, he's just okay. But anyways, it's fine. I walk around our house all the time topless because I'm trying to breastfeed. It's a mess. But, you know, I just constantly get told, you're never going to go out again. Oh, that's it. Your life going out is going to be over with. You're never going to go out again. Hilarious. That is the threat you give someone when they're younger, okay? Never go out again. My idea of a good time out has changed. You know what my idea of a good time out is? You and I decide we're going to go out, we're going to hit the town, we're going to go dancing, see some live music, and then right before, you cancel, and we both get to stay at home. That is my ideal night out. Because you still get credit for believing you were going to do something cool. All right, thank you guys so much.
Give it up for Ophira Eisenberg! Ophira!
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solotaroff. Our team includes Rachel Neal, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Alex Overington, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky. Love that dude. What up, Jeff Brodsky?
Hey, listeners, we know you love to double tap. I see you in that Zumba class. So like us on Instagram. Follow us there at Two Dope Queens. Keep us in your pocket, by your bed, next to your toilet. In your cupboard, behind your mailbox, next to your slippers.
Is Laura Linney married?
I don't know. Is she Laura Dern?